Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Kitty Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Kitty Sisters TV on YouTube.
Part of the way to set yourself up in investing success is to understand the underlying assumption that's impacting your investment asset class. For the apartment investing fundamentals, it's the demand on rental housing.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
There's nothing permanent except for change. Wise word from Greek philosopher Heraclitus. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know our country has undergone some pretty major changes lately. One of those areas is housing and the housing market.
The United States is becoming a nation of renters. No matter how you feel about it, it's happening, so we must adapt. One thing we can be certain of is that the demand for apartments will continue to grow by leaps and bounds.
The questions to ask yourselves are you getting yourself in front of this booming demand for housing? Have you positioned yourself to profit from this growing renter nation? Did you know that Nevada, the gaming mecca of the world, collected an all-time record in gambling revenue in 2021? Yes, even with COVID, inflation, recession, and a plethora of other things going on in the world, the state collected over $13.4 billion in gaming revenue.
How is that possible?
Have you ever heard the phrase, the house always wins? That means that in the long run, the rules of the game are set up as such that the casino will always profit while the gamblers will always lose money. They have a built-in advantage embedded into the game. Hey, someone has to pay to keep all those neon lights on, right?
Now, this isn't a time to cry about how this is unfair. Instead, let's see how we can benefit from playing the investing game with a built-in edge to our business. That's the same thing we're doing with our apartment investing business. We have a built-in edge, i.e., you know, a growing nation of renters.
Part of the way to set yourself up in investing success is to understand the underlying assumption that's impacting your investment asset class. For the apartment investing fundamentals, it's the demand on rental housing. We can all agree that if one day everyone stops renting apartments, this industry will be obsolete, right?
We can stake our foot in the sand and let you know right now, there is no possible way that the housing rental demands will decrease in the US. And guys, we'll play out two extreme scenarios, one in which we'll fall into a deep recession, and the other one is where it's just a blip in the radar.
According to a research paper published by the Urban Institute, the home ownership rate will continue to drop for most age groups through 2040. The pace of renter growth will continue to double of that of the home ownership growth in the same period of time. No matter how you feel about it, it's happening. The rental market is growing and becoming a nation of renters.
We'll link the article in the show note and show description because there are pretty interesting statistics in there. But one of which that we found most shocking is that over the course of the next 20 years or so, the renter growth will outpace home ownership growth by nearly double. There are a number of reasons to this, but we won't get into it here. But the research findings are pretty stunning.
Don't believe us?
Let's look at some data.
According to Axios Markets, the U.S. currently experiencing a 40-year high in inflation and skyrocketing interest rates. As that is not bad enough, interest rate and even monthly principals has increased by 44% from just the start of this year.
Surging home prices and mortgage rates cut housing affordability by 29% over the last year, as measured by the National Association of Realtors, and home prices have never been higher.
Obviously, this isn't great news if you're looking to buy a home. In fact, the median price for homes in the U.S. has risen by more than $100,000 from Q2 of 2020 to Q1 of 2022. This rise is by far outstripping income and inflation. According to CNN, despite rising mortgage rates that has dampened sales, home prices continue to climb high in a lot of markets in the second quarter of this year, specifically seeing double-digit growth in metros in large metro areas.
Even worse, first-time homeowners are spending almost 40% over their household income on their mortgage payments. We don't know about you, but that's a position we would never want to be in.
All this outrageous price surging is causing is a more supply chain crunch for apartment communities, due in part to the lack of building in the most recent recession of 2008. The problem is even worse in large metropolitan areas. According to the National Multifamily Housing Council, predicts that pressing need for us to build 4.3 million new apartments by 2035.
What this means is that it will be harder and harder for the average Americans to buy a home, making the reality of a lifelong renters become more concrete.
So we know this all sounds bleak, but we promise that there's some light at the end of the tunnel. And the great news is you can be on the right side of this transition. The thing is, you just need to think about how you can position yourself differently than other people. Right now, there are a lot of people who are afraid. There are a lot of people who are retracting, and there are a lot of people who are freezing. They're not investing. That's when you seize the moment and you dominate the market. This is when you need to go all in.
Yes, go all in, right? We, the Kitty Sister, are all in and a bag of chips in the right market.
Please note what we just said there. We said in the right market. We aren't telling you that every investment is going to be a home run or going to be a good one. And we always tell you this, please consult your trusted professional team before you make any life-altering decisions.
That's a good point, Palm. Always and always, right? Consult your professional team. But guys, you know what? We know that, hey, we love to buy in the markets that we consider hidden gems, right? That may not be widely known by less, you know, savvy investor. Markets such as Rogers, Arkansas, Tucson, Arizona, Greensboro, North Carolina, just to name a few.
In these metros, the growth has been driven heavily by growth in business and population coming into the area.
Markets like Rogers, Arkansas. The Rogers, Arkansas metro area has experienced the highest cumulative job growth. Strong job growth typically pushes wages up farther, which will further boost housing demand in the area.
And guess what, cash multipliers? We think bigger, more strategic, don't we? We don't think like the rest of the mom and pop investors, dabblers, right? No, we think like the big boys.
Hey, talking about big boys here. In fact, Blackstone, one of the largest private equity firms, is close to finalizing a $50 billion fund, which could be the biggest traditional private equity real estate investment fund in the history, according to the Wall Street Journal. We don't know about you guys, but when smart people at Blackstone start making big moves so that they can swoop up their best deal, we pay attention.
We're doing what the institutional investors are doing, seeing the underlying growth and demand, and we're going all in. Because like Blackstone, when we get into the game, we know that the house always wins.
Thanks for tuning all the way to the end. We hope you find it informative. Like always, give us a like, a share, and a comment.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.